You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. We got some good news. We got some bad news to start the show today. Mahoney, what would you like first, my friend?
Dave, I think we start with the bad news because I think we all know what the good news is going to be today.
Yeah, all right. So the bad news is a study says the higher your salary, the more stressed you are.
Wait, that's good news for us.
Higher your salary is the more stressed you are. 68% of people making over $200,000 a year have higher stress levels versus less than half of people who are making under $100,000.
You're telling me.
Found the sweet spot is making between $50,000 and $75,000 to not be too stressed out. Those people have the lowest levels of stress and the highest job satisfaction.
You're telling me that 70% of the people who make over $200,000 a year are stressed out for money?
You would think they wouldn't.
Not stressed out for money necessarily. They're just more stressed out. And it's probably because they have higher pressure jobs.
I mean, that makes sense. But I mean, what about those? I guess it's the 30% out there who are grossly overpaid and who are just like, I'm just gonna ride this out, man.
I'm gonna wing it.
I'm gonna ride this out.
So that's the bad news.
I feel like that's good news for us, though. You know?
Last night, the Las Vegas Golden Knights swept the LA Kings.
Yeah.
Karlsson back to the attack. Here he goes to Riley Smith across. Scores! Braden McNabb, the former King, and it's 1-0 Vegas.
And that would be the only goal of the game, and the end of the call was amazing as well.
Schmidt will try and hold it there, and that's going to do it as the horn sounds. And the Knights have ousted the Kings in their historic first ever playoff series victory is a clean sweep.
Boy, it was an intense game last night, wasn't it?
Those last like 17 seconds where the Kings called a timeout. I was just like, oh God.
And
please,
then there's the face off with 7.5 seconds left,
yeah.
And you're like, please,
oh, wow.
God.
I'm like, I'm so tired. We have to wake up so early tomorrow. Please, please just don't let this go into overtime. And it didn't. And a clean sweep. I mean, the first time ever that a inaugural team has swept. I mean, just literally, you know, we've been talking about this all season long about how the Las Vegas Golden Knights, we are living history. We are living in a 30 for 30 right now, and this just cements that.
Yeah, it was a little bit nerve-wracking at the beginning of the game because, you know, they started out and the Kings were taking a lot of shots early on. Mm-hmm. And you're like, boy, this isn't looking good. There's a few people that I saw joking on social media about how it looked like the Vegas Golden Knights went out in Hollywood. You know, the night before last,
they got the LA flu, like everybody
going on or something. But the Kings, I think you have to give them credit where it's due. Just came out with a real sense of urgency because they knew if they lost last night, they're eliminated from the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah.
They certainly don't want to lose to the Vegas Golden Knights in their inaugural season. You know, the odds for the Golden Knights to win the Stanley Cup before the season, it was unbelievable. You know, to all the odds makers, 500-1. I mean, it was a preposterous notion that this team could be not just good, but in real contention, and now you have them as the odds-on favorite to win the whole thing. So, you know, the Stanley Cup still obviously a long way away, but waiting now for the winner of the Ducks and the Sharks. So another big test coming up.
That game's
3-0 last night.
That series 3-0 as well. Did you see the tweet that our pal Sean Tempesta retweeted from the LA Kings yesterday?
What was that?
First off, I'm not sure who our pal Sean Tempesta is.
Well, you don't call anybody who's your friend pal.
Yeah.
That's why that was a strategic choice of words. Pal and buddy. You know, anytime somebody busts one of those out, you know they are really not your friend if they're calling you pal
really
or
like you.
Hey,
I'm
buddy.
Just trying not to call you a wanker.
Hey, pal. That's just a nice way of saying, hey, you ass clown. But he tweeted out that the LA Kings back in like, when was it? It was back in September. They had to, the LA Kings tweeted out, Google's Vegas Golden Knights. And then it was, the definition was wannabe. So that tweet did not age very well. Got a lot of retweets on there. But very sweet to see the Las Vegas Golden Knights going on to the second round, man. That's huge. Just huge.
Yep, and like you said, it's really cool to be living this history as, you know, Vegas residents, you know, having a home team is something that is totally new to us, right? I mean, UNLV basketball back in the day was fantastic, but that's been struggling these last few years. UNLV football, of course, is kind of a
once we get the new stadium, Dave. Once we get the new stadium.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, maybe so.
We'll see. We'll see how that goes.
But the way that Vegas has responded to the Golden Knights, and then with the Raiders coming to town as well, it's just an exciting time to be in Las Vegas.
I love it. You know, there's no place that we would rather be. I just want to know how little work is going to get done today. Normally Tuesday is the least productive, or is Tuesday or Monday is the least productive day of the week. But I feel like here in Las Vegas, today is going to probably be the least productive day of the week because everybody was up so late watching the game last night.
And it was totally worth it.
Absolutely.
They haven't let us
catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Huge win last night for the Vegas Golden Knights. They sweep the LA Kings, and they do it in Los Angeles. First two games here in Vegas, obviously, and then last night, hard-fought game. Only one goal put up by both teams collectively, and of course, that came for the Vegas Golden Knights, so they win the game in a very physical one, 1-0. And Mahoney, you probably noticed. I mean, a lot of people, I don't know if it's the same on your timeline, but we're down in Los Angeles. They made the trip down there last night, so a lot of people willing to, you know, hop in the car and make the road trip or the quick flight to get down there and support the team. And you could hear the Vegas fans in the crowd at the game at the Staples Center, which I thought was pretty awesome.
Everybody was these games at T-Mobile are going to be like away games for the Golden Knights. And that was not true at all. T-Mobile packed with Golden Knights fans. And this proves that Golden Knights fans from here in Las Vegas will travel.
Absolutely it does. And beyond that, it shows that, you know, the city has come together for people that aren't even able to go to the game. I mean, you look around the at Mandalay Bay Beach last night, they were having a huge viewing party.
1,500 people at Mandalay.
That's like as many people that show up to like a good concert. You know, I mean, that's a whole bunch of people. And then, you know, the folks over at Topgolf were having huge viewing parties. And then every bar around town seemed to be packed.
My bedroom. I was talking, huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
I was talking to a friend who runs a local bar, and he's like, I kid you not. He's like, every one of these Vegas Golden Knights playoffs games for us from a bar business perspective is like the Super Bowl. And he's like, it's awesome, don't get me wrong, because, you know, everyone does really well on that day, but it's really tough when it's like Super Bowl, one day off, Super Bowl again, day off, maybe 2 days off.
And hockey playoffs are forever. That's the thing. That's why, you know, like the playoff beard was kind of introduced in hockey, because you can grow, like, people who traditionally don't grow big ass beards can grow a giant beard over the 2 months that it feels like that NHL playoffs going on take.
Yeah, well, I mean, you think about it, you know, how long it took for the series with the Kings, you know, over the course of this past week, and that was a sweep. That was as fast as it could have possibly
gone. We could have doubled that easily.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So, but we didn't. We swept that ass.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
But Ian was out last night, and Ian, take us through this. Where did you go, and who were you talking to?
All right, so I went downtown yesterday, Dave, because I'm a hipster douche, according to you. So I was down there. I actually watched the game at the D, but beforehand, I was roaming around Fremont, and actually got to talk to a couple of people. In this first clip, I spoke with a group of gentlemen who were at the casino just to watch the game. One of them was rocking a Golden Knights jersey.
Hell yeah.
And they had knocked back quite a few. So the main gentleman I'm talking to here is the one who insisted that he knows what's going on with the Golden Knights. Now, I asked him who Jean Chrétien, Kent Hire, and Stockwell Day are. Now, they are all former Canadian prime ministers.
I did not know that.
Could have told me they
were movie stars, anybody.
So, and he gives a prediction at the end for what he thought how the game was going to end.
Okay.
Let's have a listen.
As the horn sounds,
Rob, they only won three games.
Exactly. They're looking to sweep the LA Kings.
I know.
So I'm hoping that I have a couple of players here. You guys aren't from here.
No, you are.
Okay. So tell me, Jean Chrétien, what position does he play?
He's
forward.
French.
Okay, so Jean Chrétien forward. Kent Hire?
He scored the second game He's also a forward.
One more, Stockwell Day.
He's a defense.
How do you think this next game's going to go?
I think we're going to lose.
What?
What?
So his friend was quite upset with that prediction there. So after that...
Forward. Yeah, definitely another forward and then defense.
That guy, he scored the second goal. So the second group I talked to, I actually revisited these guys. I don't know if you recall the scummy Spider-Man and Deadpool from my Ian's Interesting Individuals not too long ago. So I found them. They were off the job. They had their masks off and they looked pretty out of it. So asked them for their predictions, and I don't think they knew hockey that well.
As the horn sounds.
All right, so I'm down here on Fremont. I'm with Spider-Man and Deadpool. What's up, guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Not much. Same stuff, different day.
Are you guys big hockey fans?
Yes.
I am, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you some Golden Knight questions here. Norm MacDonald, what position does he play?
He's a forward.
I could have swore he was a goalie.
I watched him like the other night.
Derek Whibley.
Center.
I'd have to agree with that. Center.
Now, how do you think this next game's going to go?
I think it's going to be a pretty close game, but I think the Golden Knights will come on top. I'm guessing, to take a prediction, 4-2.
4-2 from Spider-Man. Deadpool.
I also think the Golden Knights are going to win, but I think it's going to be a clean sweep.
What's the final score?
Final score, I'm going to say Golden Knights 15, other guys 0.
I would pay $1 million to watch Norm MacDonald play forward for the Los Angeles Golden Knights.
And for those of you that don't know, Derek Whibley is from Sum 41, yeah. So if they put him in at center, I think that would also really add to the enjoyment.
Done and done. It's Las Vegas. We've seen crazier.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, man, sad news yesterday. You know, we'd heard these past couple of days that former First Lady Barbara Bush had not been doing well in health. And then, you know, on Monday night, we heard that, you know, she decided to go home and she was having conversations with her family and decided to have a bourbon and seemed to be in good spirits. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, news comes down, 92 years old, that she passed away. George H.W. Bush was with her throughout the entire time. He put out a statement last night saying that he was with her throughout the entire day, just holding her hand. And I mean, honestly, you know, 92 is an incredible run.
Hell,
you think about all of the great things that she accomplished throughout her life, how well respected she was as a first lady, how well she represented the country. And, you know, she's surrounded by loved ones and passes away on her own terms at home.
Yep.
That's kind of exactly how you'd want to do it if you had to write it up, right?
If you get to choose, without a doubt. I mean, she was huge in literacy. She created a political dynasty. You know, whether you like the Bushes or not, you know, she was the driving force behind her husband and George W. and her son Jeb. You know, I mean, like, created something from nothing. Pretty amazing. And, you know, I remember as a kid that she was the very first lady that I was aware of. You know, I mean, obviously I was born in the 80s, so Nancy Reagan was there, but I, you know, too young.
As far as like memory.
Yeah, but I was too young to really understand what that was or whatever, you know, that position entailed. And I just remember her being all about literacy and reading, and they were introducing that in my school. And you can never forget those pearls. I mean, those were just things of beauty.
Those were some pearls.
And you know what?
To be married, you know, to her husband
70 plus years.
72 years.
Can you even imagine?
No.
Like, can you imagine? Like, even 7 years for most people, they're like, man, I'm out.
You get that 7 year itch.
The 7 year itch. Yes. They had 10 7 year itches.
You multiply that by 10.
70 year itch. Woo!
Yeah, the 70 year itch.
70 year itch.
Yeah, but they you know, incredible life led by her. You know, obviously very, very sad moment last night.
Yep.
But like I said, if you could draw it up exactly how you'd hope to live a great life, I think that she certainly did it.
Yep, leaves a legacy for sure.
Yeah, that's not the only sad news that we've heard over these past couple of days. The guy from Night Court had a much bigger impact on people than I expected. So Harry Anderson from Night Court passed away the other night at his home in North Carolina at the age of 65. He played Judge Harry Stone for 9 seasons from 84 to 92. Also played Harry the Hat on Cheers, starred in Dave's World, played Richie in the original miniseries of that, and his death was from natural causes, is what we're hearing now. But I didn't know how many friends of mine were big fans of Night Court. I remember watching it as a kid, but I mean, it seemed like a lot of people were really touched by it. Yeah,
I thought Harry Anderson, I thought he was older. than that, you know? I mean, he was 65 years old, and I'm like, wow, that seems really young,
relatively
to
young.
Me, you know, considering
he seemed,
that
I'm like an older guy on the show, and that was so long ago, yeah.
Did Night Court have the best theme or not? To me, out of almost all the 80s theme songs that are out there, I would say Night Court, top two. This bass line. Just so damn sweet. They don't
better bass line here than Seinfeld?
Oh, yeah. This theme song blows Seinfeld's theme song out of the water.
Very sexy in the beginning.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, certainly one of the all-time great theme songs. Just a fun show to watch, and Harry Anderson touched a lot of people. Yesterday, scary moment for people on a Southwest flight that was traveling from New York to Dallas. An engine exploded, and it blows out one of the windows, and it almost sucks a passenger out the window. She gets sucked halfway out of it. They make an emergency landing. I don't know if you heard about the pilot that was flying this plane, but she's a total badass. Her name is Tammy Jo Schultz, and she used to be a Navy pilot. It was reported that she was one of the first female F-18 pilots in history. But, I mean, this could have been a tragedy.
Disastrous.
In disguise. Yeah, and instead, you know, an entire engine goes out, you know, blows one of the windows out. Somebody almost gets sucked out of the plane.
Passengers were pulling them back in from reports.
That is so scary.
That is Final Destination type stuff going on right there.
Terrifying.
You know, and props to that plane or to that pilot for keeping her calm about her and being able to land that plane, even though an engine was out, that it was suffering some catastrophic malfunctions as well.
You saw the pictures of it, right?
Oh, I mean, scary as hell.
The whole
scary.
Engine is gone. Yeah, it's just blown to smithereens.
And Southwest is, you know, Southwest is my go-to. Like, that is, Southwest is always my number one. You know, you don't hear a whole lot of reports about this, but there was another one similar to this back in 2006. So I hope that the right precautions and safety measures are put in, because this kind of stuff cannot be happening in air travel, man. It's just insanity.
Now, it's scary, but at the same time, I mean, my wife and daughter are on a Southwest flight today, so it's scary, certainly.
Yeah.
But this is the first death in this guy's domestically since 2009. So this isn't, you know, I mean, in almost 10 years, this being the first death due to something like this is pretty... That's a pretty incredible stat if you think about, you know, the amount of things that can go wrong and the amount of things that are prevented from going wrong because of all of those safety checks being in place. They're still trying to figure out what caused that engine to explode. But the pilot of that flight, again, Tammy Jo Schultz.
Badass.
Absolute hero in this situation.
Yeah.
Probably saved everyone else's life on board.
Super calm and everything. Did you guys hear the audio?
Yeah, and we're not going to play it because it's horrifying.
No, don't play it, but it she's very calm in such a horrifying situation.
Yeah, let's just leave it at that. She's a badass.
So Egypt has a new decree that's come down that it is against, it issues a fatwa. You know what a fatwa is? Probably.
Isn't that where they
enthusiasm.
Like want to kill you for like religious reasons?
It's basically like a religious decree.
Okay.
They have said in Egypt, they've issued a fatwa that you cannot buy Facebook likes.
Oh boy.
It doesn't seem necessary to involve religion and
Dave, don't you know that's how the pyramids were built? One like at a time?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Alt-J is here in Las Vegas on Friday over the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Amanda is joining us this morning for the movie quote quiz. What's going on, Amanda? How you doing?
You know, nothing much. Heading to work.
Everything's good, though, Amanda?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited and nervous.
Well, we are glad to have you here today on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show playing one of our favorite games, the movie quote quiz. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mahoney, go ahead and push send one and two on the hybrid one there, so that way I can hear her back, and then
yeah, they're in.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, yeah. Amanda, can you hear? Can you hear Dave?
Yeah, I can hear him.
But he can't hear you. The fun part of engineering live on the radio. Why don't our engineers actually just fix stuff around here? I know you're listening right now, Tracy. Why is it that every time we want to come in here and do a bit, that something is wrong? Why?
Okay.
All right. I have one job. I do my job. You have one job. Do your job. Jeez. Now.
All right. So here's how this works. We're going to play Amanda five different quotes. If she gets three or more correct out of the five, then Amanda, you're going to win tickets to go see Alt J on Friday night. We'll play the quote for you. If you need to hear it a second time, no problem. We'll play it for you a second time, but only 5 seconds to figure it out after that. Again, three or more correct gets you the free tickets.
Are you ready to play, Amanda?
Yes.
All right. Here is your first movie quote.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Yes. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Do you know, or would you like me to play it again?
I'm probably not going to pull this one out, but go ahead and pull it again.
Listen to the voices. Listen to the voices.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
5 seconds.
Yeah, no, I know this one, but I'm not going to get it.
You're going to hate yourself for this one, Amanda. That
yeah.
is the original Ghostbusters.
Mm.
Dang it.
That was a long time ago, though. What year did the original Ghostbusters come out?
What was that? Like 1984?
It was mid-80s.
Before my time.
Okay, fair
enough. Yeah, 1984, actually. Exactly.
Fair enough. I know my Ghostbusters. All right, well, we'll go with something a little bit more modern in that case. This is quote number two.
Just stay out of my way or you'll pay. Listen to what I say.
How about I just go eat some hay? I can make things out of clay and lay by the bay. I just may. What do you say?
Would you like to hear it again?
You know how when the pitcher like stands up to the bat and they're like, I got this. And then they choke. Yeah. All right.
Take a deep breath.
Again.
Take a deep breath.
Okay,
listen
girl.
To it, and then you have 5 seconds to answer when the clip is done playing.
Just stay out of my way, or you'll pay. Listen to what I say.
How about I just go eat some hay? I can make things out of clay and lay by the bay. I just may. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm gonna pass. I know I have to get the next three. So.
Was
Adam Sandler and Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
These are definitely my weak spots. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Are you a comedy fan? Or are you a horror fan? What? Just tell us a little bit.
I never saw Adam Sandler movies.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
You know.
Well, still alive.
Okay.
Look,
you're still going?
Yeah, you got two wrong, but if you get the next three correct, then you're going to win the ticket, so you're still in this.
No pressure.
No pressure at all.
Yeah, it's cool. I got this.
Here's number three. Here's number three, Amanda.
What's up, Fletcher?
Your cholesterol. Hey,
get me, Logan.
Hey, Fletcher.
Hey, you're not important enough to remember.
What's it gonna be, Mr. Reed?
A pockmark eventually. Don't ask. For God's sakes, don't ask.
Oh, classic.
I'm gonna be that person.
Oh no.
Oh.
I know. I'm so sad right now.
Do you?
Like, usually I'm that person yelling at my radio, like, "How are you doing this?" But, that's me today.
Wow. That is, you don't even want to hear it a second time.
I will. I definitely want to.
Okay. Here we go. 5 seconds at the end of it.
What's up, Fletcher?
Your cholesterol. Hey.
Get me, Logan.
Hey, Fletcher.
Hey, you're not important enough to remember. What's it going
to
be, Mr. Reed?
A pockmark eventually. Don't ask. For God's sakes, don't ask.
You can only tell the truth. It's Jim Carrey.
Okay.
Holy crap.
3 seconds.
Ian is going out of his mind.
You're on the right path. You got to give us an answer right now.
So close.
Come on.
Liar, liar.
Yeah!
Yes!
Oh, I got so excited I hit both. Should have just been the eagle. That was the rare eagle pony mix.
Oh, so majestic.
It's an abomination of nature. All right, you are still in this, Amanda. Holy
it's a peagle.
Cow.
It's a beagle.
I don't know if you are going to get this next one.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
But we are going to give it a shot.
Don't
you
give
have
it bad
to.
Juju.
You got to get this one, Amanda. All right. Okay. So give it a listen. This is quote number four in today's movie quote quiz.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Oh, that's got to be the easiest one out of all of them.
I think so, too.
The mockers.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, no, but close Wait. Enough.
Oh, you're right. Oh.
We'll give it to
well,
you.
Well, there's Meet the Fockers.
Yes, it was. Okay. It's Meet the Parents. Close enough.
Oh. Yes.
We'll give that one to you. Oh, boy. This comes down.
Ooh, I can't believe that she's made it this far.
Oh, my God.
We're four in now. Two wrong, two right. It all comes down to this. You get this one correct. You get the tickets for Alt-J Friday, Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan.
I will give you a hint on this one because I don't think this one is very easy at all.
Oh, my anxiety.
It is a song and a movie from the 80s. So take a listen.
And there was a time for this love, not anymore. See, this is our time to dance. It is our way of celebrating life. That's the way it was in the beginning. It's the way it's always been. That's the way it should be now.
Oh, you're right. That's awful. Play that again.
Just listen to the actor. A song and movie from the 80s.
And there was a time for this love, not anymore. See, this is our time to dance. It is our way of celebrating life. That's the way it was in the beginning. It's the way it's always been. That's the way it should be now.
You got 5 seconds, Amanda.
Oh, boy.
It's a song by Kenny Loggins, who follows me on Twitter, by the way. At Mahoney Sucks.
Jeez.
Shut up, Mahoney.
Just saying. 4 seconds.
Only 1 second went away there.
No. Yeah, the only Kenny Loggins song I know is the one about Winnie the Pooh. So
you don't even want to take a guess in the in the dark.
Danger. Wait, no, yeah.
Amanda.
Oh, no.
Dances with Wolf.
No, that was not a song in the '80s. What kind of crappy '80s music were you listening to, Amanda? It was Kenny Loggins' Footloose. That was Kevin Bacon. He was going to dance the night away.
That's why you threw me off. I'm like, wait, I don't know any.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well,
sorry, Amanda.
We are so sorry, Amanda.
No, it's okay.
It's not going to play for you. But thank you for being our contestant today. It didn't work out, and that is good news for everyone else. So we'll take call number 10 right now at 702-791-1075 and set somebody up with tickets for Alt-J Friday, Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. X107.5 is KXDE Pahrump, Las Vegas, HD1.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Enjoy a better smile every day.
It's Invisalign Theater.
If you've never had the joy of putting an Invisalign tray in your mouth, it really cranks your teeth. It's just like when you go get your braces tightened, if you had those when you were younger.
What a nightmare.
Really hurts for a day or two. You know, it really puts extra pressure on your teeth. And what most people don't know is that it makes it difficult to talk as well, right, Mahoney?
Yeah, as a person who talks for a living, it was not the best idea to get them because it does impede my speech quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and specifically when you put the new ones in, that's when it really cranks. That makes it hardest to talk, and your tongue is hitting the back of your teeth like when you normally talk, but it's doing it at weird times, and so you end up talking with a bit of a lisp in many cases, and that creates Invisalign theater, which is, you know, we always try to choose scenes that are dramatic and that people will know. Well, this one is a special one, and normally, you know, we have the joy of kind of going back and forth on these a little bit. Today's feature, though, is all you, Mahoney, and this is a scene that we've all seen before. It's probably been a little while, but Tom Hanks talking with his volleyball Wilson from Castaway.
And what is your point? Well, we might just make it. Did that thought ever cross your brain? Well, regardless, I would rather take my chance out there on the ocean than to stay here and die on this whole island, spending the rest of my life talking to a damn volleyball!
Wilson! Wilson!
I really don't think that it's so fair excited today to give me a monologue of this magnitude because, one, you know I'm sick. I am recovering from, you know, monstrous sinus issues. and I'm, you know, I've got SEPA calls in my mouth, my throat's raw,
you're
and you're gonna make me perform this emotional scene
that,
by myself.
That should give you like more motivation to just be better.
I can't even feel my tongue right now. My tongue is numb. I don't even have the Invisalign in. I've got a SEPA call in my mouth.
Well, let's get that Invisalign in. No more excuses. It's time for you to perform in front of the Las Vegas audience on this stage we call the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Oh, my God. That's just a clicking.
All right.
Okay. Ugh. Just take a moment. Just get ready.
But I'm not going back up there. There, you see. There. Are you happy? Do you have to keep bringing that up? Can't you just forget it? You were right! You were right! It was a good thing that we did a test, because it wasn't gonna be a quick little snap. I would have landed on the rocks, broken my leg, or my back, or my neck, bled to death. But it was the only option that I had. At the time, it was what, a year ago? So let's just forget it. And what's your point? Well, we might just make it. Did that thought ever cross your brain? Well, the wrong is, I would rather take my chance out there on the ocean than to stay here and die on this butthole island, spending the rest of my life talking to a damn volleyball! Shut up! Wilson! Wilson! I'm sorry! I'm sorry, Wilson! I'm sorry!
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
Yes, the Vegas Golden Knights get it done last night.
Yeah.
Sweeping.
Carlson back to the attack. Here he goes to Riley. Smith across. Scores! Braden McNabb, the former king, and it's 1-0 Vegas.
Schmidt
will try to hold it there, and that's going to do it. As the horn sounds, and the Knights have ousted the Kings in their historic first ever playoff series victory is a clean sweep.
Dramatic finish to the game, and like I said, the only score of the game was from a former King, which made it even sweeter there at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Just a physical, tough playoff series with the Kings, but the Vegas Golden Knights won all four games in a row.
Wow.
They get the victory, and now they're going to be facing whoever wins between the San Jose Sharks and the Anaheim Ducks.
We have seen an expansion team in the Pittsburgh Penguins sweep their very first playoff appearance, but they had never, they weren't, it wasn't their inaugural season, so this truly made history last night. No other team in the history of the league has ever done anything like this. Truly a magical time. But let me ask you this, Dave. You know, you deal a lot with the guys who run sports books around town. If the Golden Knights do, in fact, win the Stanley Cup, are they going to take a bath?
They are going to get crushed. And the reason why is because, you know, the odds of a expansion team doing this like they have in this season. I mean, 500-1 is what the odds were set at for the Vegas Golden Knights to win the Stanley Cup. Now they're the odds on favorite to win it. But, you know, there's a lot of people that have you know, become hockey fans here in Las Vegas this season. Mm-hmm. And that's, I don't think that's a bandwagon thing. I think that's absolutely your right to become a hockey fan when you finally get a team that represents your city. A lot of friends of mine have really, you know, started watching hockey regularly, have gotten into it, have gotten very attached to the Vegas Golden Knights, enjoy either going to the games or watching them at local pubs.
We've never seen anything like this here in Las Vegas.
Well, I mean, what other city could experience this like we're experiencing right now, where, you know, we've had the UFC in Las Vegas for a long time now, and that's kind of been our home team up to this point. But, you know, as the UFC grew and started to do more and more shows all over the world, as opposed to the majority of them in Las Vegas, I feel like that faded a little bit.
Yeah.
And now we have, you know, the Vegas Golden Knights and the Raiders are coming to town. But where do you have a major American U.S. city that's world-renowned? It's a world-class market getting major professional sports for the first time ever. I don't think that we'll ever see anything like this again.
I don't think there's another city that is set up like that. I think you're right. I think this is truly historical on so many different levels. And people were talking about, oh, you weren't a hockey fan before. Why would I be a hockey fan if there wasn't a hockey team in my town?
Plain and simple. As a kid growing up,
as a kid growing up in Minnesota, I liked the Minnesota North Stars. And then when they left and went to Dallas and became the Dallas Stars, I stopped caring about hockey as much because I didn't have a team anymore. Now I have a team. I think it's very exciting. And I also don't fault people who are still fans of their, you know, if they moved here from Chicago and they're a Blackhawks fan or whatever. Like, good on you, but, like, support the home team as well. So
support the home team when they're just so long as when they're not playing your team. Plain and simple. It works.
To answer your question, though, Mahoney, because a lot of people here in Las Vegas have become fans of the Vegas Golden Knights, not everyone does sports betting, you know, because they're trying to do it professionally or they're looking for an edge or anything. A lot of people just bet for fun, right? Like, it's just entertainment.
It's an emotional thing, too.
Yeah. You're like, oh, screw it. I'll lay $20 on the Vegas Golden Knights to win the Stanley Cup. But the problem is when there's, you know, thousands or tens of thousands of people that have done that, that's where these sports books are set up to take a bath. So the odds, if you're thinking about betting the Vegas Golden Knights now, you're actually going to get really bad odds because they're set up to have protection in the case that the Vegas Golden Knights do win it. So the odds to bet on the Golden Knights at this point are really bad. They're not in your favor. But if you happen to be one of those lucky ones that took them early, then good for you. We're all cheering
at
for you. Except
500
for the
to 1, Dave.
Sports books.
$20 at 500 to 1, that's 10 G's.
Yeah. $20.
Could you imagine G's. That? Like, I can't think of any sort of bet that I could ever make that would pay off in that kind of fashion that has a chance like this one does. That is just unbelievable. And I don't want to see the casinos take a bath, but I also want to see.
I never feel bad for those sports books, man. They always beat me. Screw them.
Like I said, you know, not too much of a bath. Just enough to make everybody else who bet on the Golden Knights, remember this forever. I mean, which I think everybody is going to anyway.
Yeah, it's definitely living history right now here in Las Vegas. It's awesome.
Pretty amazing.
Sylvia, let me ask you a question. Out of the three of us, myself, Mahoney, and Ian, which one of us do you think acts the oldest?
You.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Which one of us do you think physically acts the oldest? And I'll include you in that as well.
Me.
Yeah, right? That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, you're always like grunting and yawning like.
No, those are not like old lady yawns. Those are just hearty yawns. If you yawn heartily, then it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
What?
So the average age when you start to become an old person is 41, according to a new study that was done. And here's a list of things that are signs that you're becoming old. Let's see if we check these off, all right?
Okay.
Saying back in my day.
Ooh.
I feel like we're starting to do that more.
We are getting really close to doing that. I mean, we were just talking about Ghostbusters is 34 years old now at this point.
It's obsolete to a lot of people, you know? The original Ghostbusters is obsolete. And even
I don't want to live in a world where somebody's only seen the Ghostbusters remake.
You know what?
I feel like we're kind of teetering on the edge, though. Of like the classic 90s movies, the Adam Sandlers, the Chris Farleys of the world becoming kind of obsolete.
Even
where
Chris
the younger
Farley
generation
at this point
doesn't know him anymore.
To a younger generation. Think about that. I mean, Chris Farley has been dead for 20 years now at this point.
This actually happened a couple of days ago where NSYNC was playing at the gym, and the trainer was like, he asked this girl who must have been like 20, 21, and he's like, oh, do you know who this is? And she had like a blank face. She did not know who NSYNC was.
Right, because why would you? Like, it's just some band that Justin Timberlake used to be in.
Yeah.
And Justin Timberlake's old at this point, too.
I know.
He's pushing 40, or he's close to it.
I don't like to think of myself. I mean, yes, I do a lot of old man things. The jumpsuits, the track suits, the Velcro shoes, the naps, the dinner at 4 o'clock. The going to bed at, 7 or 8 o'clock a lot of nights.
You're definitely a grumpy old man.
But I don't like to think of myself as being old, though. But then I think about it, and I'm like, man, I bet a 19-year-old or a 21-year-old looks at me and goes, ugh, what a gross old man.
Okay, so let me run down the rest of this list here. Not lifting heavy things because you're worried about your back. Have you gotten to that point yet?
I'm not there.
All day. Lift with your legs, man. Like, and even then, I'm like, I'm going to hire somebody to do that.
Definitely for you here, Mahoney. Getting hairier eyebrows, more nose hairs, more ear hairs.
Ear hair. I have my eyebrows. I would say I have good eyebrows.
They are nice.
Nose hair?
They're non-existent. What are you talking about?
I have nice eyebrows.
No, but if you really look into his eyebrows, they're
visible eyebrows. Yeah,
no, they're nicely shaped.
My nose, okay, but I will say this. My hairdresser, Otto, had to bust out the clippers. It was like...
On the nose?
Aww. No, on the ears.
On the ears?
Like, dude, I don't know what the hell is going on in my ears, but there's like a chia pet growing inside of my ears right now. It is a rainforest. There are monkeys swinging from trees in my ears right now. It is... I don't know.
I don't have ear hair in the ear. I'll just get like the one rogue hair that's like coming out of the bottom of my earlobe, and my wife will just reach over and go, pink, and I'll look at it, and it's... It's the size
long?
Of a vine. I'm like, how did that just grow it out of my head and I didn't even know it?
I got one coming out of my, not like the nostril, but on the top of my nose that my girlfriend will randomly just decide to like yank out of my face at no specific time. Usually when I'm not paying attention, it's here comes the tweezers. And the next thing you know, I'm like writhing in pain.
Misplacing your keys and glasses? Sure.
I misplace my keys a lot.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Not knowing popular music?
I'm guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know popular alternative music, which I feel like is the best music out there. I feel like I'm way ahead of the curve on that.
Yeah,
but
on alternative music,
hip-hop
sure,
and
but
crap,
I still don't really know who Cardi B is.
I was just going to say that.
I do know who Cardi B is. You know, I know the grrr and the skrrr. You know, I know.
Is she the one that does oh grrr?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know Cardi B, but I couldn't name a single song when she does.
Oh,
she does. I saw her on SNL.
She says oh grrr.
I saw her on like Conan. I think you know that's how you know you're like oh yeah, I saw her on a talk show for old people.
I was watching 70-year-old Conan O'Brien. He had this hip young kid on.
Conan's still good though, man.
I love Conan.
He's still good.
Groaning when you bend down.
Yep.
For sure, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about your joints and aches and pains.
Yep.
Not there yet.
I'm there.
Surprisingly. I think all my joints are coated by fat, so I'm doing okay.
This next one, I'm not there yet. Feeling stiff.
After I play golf.
Oh.
Never mind. Oh. That's stiff.
I wish I felt
two,
stiffer.
Mahoney, yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, you're...
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, look here. It's the Redneck Report.
Oh, man. Mahoney, today's Redneck Report is such a doozy. I love today's Redneck Report. There is a couple of stories that we must get to right away. 26-year-old Donald DeGrave is facing two charges of aggravated assault. This Florida man was hanging out outside of a Waffle House.
Of course.
Just drinking some booze with a friend.
I mean, there is nothing better than spending some time with a good buddy, drinking a Mickey's 40 outside of a Waffle House in Florida.
And sometimes you get up enough courage after having enough of that booze to think, you know what? I'm going to find myself some love tonight.
Oh, hell yeah.
He told his friend that he was hanging out with that he wanted to, quote, go inside to hit on one of the female servers.
Okay.
Yeah.
He had his eye on one.
I mean, you know, you can't, you're never going to hit a home run if you don't swing, right?
Yeah, well, the other guy told him, you should probably leave the server alone.
Mm.
That's when the man disagreed with him. Donald decided that he was going to pull out a black pocket knife and point it at the victim.
Okay.
Oh, no.
He then allegedly threatened the life of both the man, his friend, and the waitress.
Oh, boy.
The enraged man was told he needed to leave the Waffle House, and he kicked the store window as he left.
Oh, hell no, man.
Jeez.
And then he got on his bike, and he pedaled away.
Of course that's how that story ends.
Do you pedal, like, angry?
Oh, yeah.
Just to, like, show, I'm not taking this anymore.
She's missing out. She doesn't know what she's missing. I got a 10 speed here.
Do you have, like, that little, like, that trading card, like the baseball card
on
the wheel?
No, you don't do that anymore.
Okay.
But you're all pissed because it's in first gear, so when you try to start to pedal fast, it just goes... Because it's in...
I would not expect anything else from a Waffle House. I'm telling you, Dave, we really need to get a Waffle House here in Las Vegas. If... Anybody has never experienced the true joy of a Waffle House. I mean, no, Waffle Houses, Dave, yes, they are centers of crime, and there's always something nefarious happening at a Waffle House, but all we have to do is just set up like a police substation right across the street from it, and that will solve half the crimes in the city.
I don't think that, that a Waffle House would have the same effect here in Las Vegas as it does other places.
You don't,
because Waffle House was the go-to spot after you got booted out of the bars at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
If you've ever lived in other places around the country, you know, they actually have closing time at a lot of places, and they'll throw you out. Here, that's not the case, you know, so I don't think the Waffle House would be quite the hit that it is.
Why don't they double up police substations and Waffle Houses? I feel like that would be another genius idea that could sweep across the country, Dave.
Because the cops are like, we want nothing to do with this mess.
I don't know. It does sound like a good idea.
Double covered and smothered, man. Chopped.
Chunk it up. 46-year-old Jonathan Botcher, you guys tell me if this is a really good day or a really bad day, was arrested and charged with disorderly public intoxication. He was at a Publix in Florida on Thursday night. He was swinging his arms and yelling, wearing only basketball shorts around his ankles.
Oh, right? That's not where those go.
He was also sweating uncontrollably and yelled, I only had one beer. And he also yelled, I only wanted to smoke some pot.
Oh, no.
The witnesses say that she saw the Florida man earlier yelling and screaming before kicking over a cigarette disposal on a trash can, which is just nobody wants to clean
that. No, it's disgusting.
Doing? He the then ran everywhere. Into the Publix and screamed, you're not the one.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Another witness say that he was near the post office earlier, stopping traffic and punching cars, which just seems like such a bad idea. That was around the time that he took his clothes off. And when police arrived on the scene, he gave a couple of reasons for dropping his pants. But my favorite is that a friend had mooned him earlier, and this was, quote, the only way we could get him out of there. Whatever that means.
Okay. That mean? Well, I mean, the good news is the basketball shorts were around the ankles, and the only thing that he was swinging was his arms. So
yeah, you know. That's
so you got to look on the bright side.
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe it was cold in the Publix. He was in the free frozen food section.
Speaking of swinging things, how about this one, Mahoney? As a WWE fan, you'll appreciate this. A 23-year-old man hospitalized on Monday for falling off of his bike after drinking too much. Another person on a bike having too much to drink. Great. He was later arrested after police say that he struck another man with a folding chair. So
he
gets drunk, falls off his bike, gets taken to the hospital, and then wants to leave the hospital. And they say, no, sir, you still need medical treatment. At which point, his perfectly normal response is to pick up a metal folding chair and hit a hospital worker with it.
Everybody knows that when you are drunk, you fall off a bike, you get hospitalized. The move is not the folding chair. You got to go RKO out of nowhere, Dave.
Well, the police were less than impressed, so they strapped him to the bed with leather straps.
All right. Oh,
and the final one here. This one is just wonderful. Deputies say a woman had to grab her gun when she heard noises coming from her living room about 2 a.m. the other night. The woman found a 31-year-old man by the name of Eric Russell Miller in her living room. Authorities say Miller ran from the house when the victim pointed her gun at him.
Oh, hell no.
Kitchen knives were found scattered throughout the residence, and a stack of change was found on the front patio. That's strange.
Bizarre.
Investigators started to speak to the victims, and the neighbors approached and said that there was a suspicious man nearby. Deputies said that they went to that location, and they found Miller armed with two knives. He told authorities that he broke into the house because he thought people were chasing him, and he left the change on the patio because he thought the coins were making too much noise in his pocket.
Is that like when you're eating chips and you're crunching it, you know, and you're like, you hear the sound. I'm like, is this really like the loudest sound on earth right now?
I see what you're saying.
That it's just amplified, you know, maybe he thought the change in his pocket, since it was such close proximity to him, was, alerting the ghosts nearby.
Deputies also say that he turned off all of the nightlights in the house as well.
No, dude, if boogeymen are chasing you, you keep the nightlights on.
And also, what's better to get rid of boogeyman than a handful of nickels? Like, just
scare him
right in the face. Bam!
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
Look, traveling can be stressful. And I think, you know, whether you're on an airplane or you're stuck just in your car on the 215, no matter what situation is when you're traveling, when you're commuting, it can be when you're not at your best, right? Like, I find myself getting a lot angrier at people when I'm behind the wheel of my car than I normally would if I was just, say, walking around in downtown Summerlin.
100%. And they say a true test of a relationship is if you can travel well together. Like, you don't really know somebody until you're either stuck in traffic for long periods of time on a long road trip or on a flight or somewhere that really tests your relationship.
Yeah, which is why I don't think things are going to work out between me and my 2-year-old daughter.
Oh, no?
You going to break up with her?
She's terrible at traveling. She's just awful.
Darn.
Just the worst. This is a subway rider stuck on a derailed train. So, obviously, upset because things are going not just badly, but really badly. And this particular commuter was already late for where they were trying to go. And... Mm-hmm. You know, Brooklyn, Thursday morning, not a time to be late, I suppose, for this particular person. And let's just say they didn't handle things well.
I'm going to be late! I got to get to my internship! I hate police investigations! I hate it! It's very annoying!
That is me every morning.
Oh, my God. That is so good.
Wow.
That's Sylvia every morning just looking in the mirror as she's doing her makeup, talking to herself.
I'm going to be late.
Did you catch the part, though, where she said she hates police investigations?
Yeah.
No, play it again.
I gotta get to my internship. I hate police investigations. I hate it.
Oh, my God.
It's very annoying. I'm going to be late.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The entire city of Las Vegas captivated right now by what's going on with the Vegas Golden Knights. Mm-hmm. Last night, get themselves the victory over Los Angeles at the Staples Center in L.A. They sweep the Kings and they move on in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Mahoney, is this the first time that you've watched hockey games all the way through in your adult life?
No, I used to watch hockey all the time. I mean, I spent, you know, outside of being a all-star, all-conference volleyball player in high school, Dave, I also spent the first 20 years of my life playing hockey.
Did you actually play on the team?
Yeah, I played on the school team.
Yeah, I see.
I was a
defenseman. Too expensive for me and my family. I mean, there's 6 kids in my family. Hockey is an expensive sport, man. Like, you buy your kids all that gear, it adds up really quickly.
Up.
So we would have our skates, but we would go down to the lake in Minnesota, and we would go shovel our own makeshift hockey rink and play down there, but it wasn't ever, like, in any official capacity.
There was such a hierarchy, too, because, you know, I grew up, my parents, you know, like... You know, my mom was a stay-at-home mom, and my dad worked, so we were a one-income family for most of the time. You know, my mom had some side jobs, but, you know, we weren't rich. You know, we were, like, bottom middle, you know, lower middle class or upper lower. You know, we weren't rich and weren't, like, when I was growing up in the 80s. So, like, you know, in the area that I grew up, it was a nice area, but it was certainly lower middle class, upper lower class. And so we would play students and we'd play teams from other, like, parts of the city, like Clayton and Ledoux and St. Louis, that are these super uppity, you know, they make, you know, it's like they just their nose in the air and they have all the newest equipment. Aww. And they've got the best skates and the best sticks.
Screw
and it's
you.
Like, I've got, like, the ragtag stuff. And then we would just beat the hell out of them. I mean, they'd beat us, but we would beat the hell out of them because, you know,
physically. They're
a bunch, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people are very excited about what the Vegas Golden Knights are doing. And so there's a lot of fans, including a lot of newfound fans here in Las Vegas. Well, last night, Ian went down to Fremont Street where there was a bunch of watch parties going on. I don't know if you were following along with what was going on there at the D, but they were all excited about it. And even the big canopy over Fremont Street, when the Vegas Golden Knights score a goal, they have this animation that they fire off with a puck screaming all the way down that huge canopy.
So
cool. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
No.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
What is the...
But Ian... Yeah,
I was going to say, Ian, what is it like on Fremont, though? I mean, the atmosphere down there when a game is going on. Are people paying attention, or are they just kind of doing their normal Fremont stuff?
You know what? I see it as a mixture of both, because you have the electricity just all across the city, so everybody is hyped.
Yeah.
But there are those people that get hyped and party, or get hyped and, you know, really stick to the game.
Okay.
So it's kind of a half and half there. So I went down there. I spoke to a couple of fans, and quote unquote fans, asked them about some players, quote unquote. But so it's a good feeling down there.
Yeah. So this first clip, you're not actually asking them about players. You're asking them about former prime ministers of Canada, and you're asking them which position they play on the Vegas Golden Knights. And I like that they stuck with the idea that they knew exactly who these guys
they
were.
No, man.
As the horn sounds,
Rob Barry won three games.
Exactly. They're looking to sweep the LA Kings.
I know.
So I'm hoping that I have a couple of players here.
These guys have no clue.
Oh, you guys aren't from here.
No, okay.
You are. Okay. So tell me, Jean Christian, what position does he play?
He's
forward.
French.
Okay, so Jean Christian forward. Kent here?
Kent here. He scored the second game. He's also a forward.
One more. Stockwell Day.
He's a defense.
How do you think this next game's going to go?
I think we're going to lose.
What?
How many beers in were those guys, would you have to say?
They seem like they've been going at it all day.
But to be fair, those dudes could be, you know, like third string or guys we've brought up from the minor leagues that you don't know about. They, you know, I couldn't name a single Canadian prime minister. I didn't realize that Canada had prime ministers. I'm like, I thought they had like bootleg presidents.
Yeah, they got like a House of Commons too.
Yeah, what the hell is
weird.
That?
I don't know.
Mahoney, a prime minister is a bootleg president. That's exactly what
fair
it is.
I feel like they should rename it that, you know, just like call him the bootleg president.
All right, so this next one is a couple of the characters that Ian has had a chance to talk to before, Spider-Man and Deadpool, and you know they're both Vegas guys, out of character, and out of costume for this one. But you had a chance to talk with them, and they also have gotten on the hockey bandwagon. But you weren't asking them about Canadian prime ministers; you were asking them about Canadian celebrities like Norm Macdonald and the dude from Sum 41. Let's hear what they had to say.
As the horn sounds.
All right, so I'm down here on Fremont. I'm with Spider-Man and Deadpool. What's up, guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Not much. Same stuff, different day.
Are you guys big hockey fans?
Yes.
I am, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you some Golden Knight questions here. Norm Macdonald, what position does he play?
He's a forward.
I could have swore he was a goalie.
I watched him like the other night.
Derek Whibley.
Center.
I'd have to agree with that. Center.
Now, how do you think this next game's going to go?
I think it's going to be a pretty close game, but I think the Golden Knights will come out on top. I'm guessing, to take a prediction, 4-2.
4-2 from Spider-Man. Deadpool.
I also think the Golden Knights are going to win, but I think it's going to be a clean sweep.
What's the final score?
Final score, I'm going to say Golden Knights 15, other guys 0.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So everyone here in Las Vegas is talking about the Vegas Golden Knights, of course, and their historic win last night. Congratulations to them winning over the LA Kings, sweeping them in the series 4-0. They are now going to take on the winner of the San Jose Sharks and the Anaheim Ducks. But that's not the only thing going on in the sports world. Of course, next week, Mahoney, is the NFL draft that's happening down in Dallas. And you know, ESPN is working right now trying to figure out who they're going to have in the commentary booth next year for Monday Night Football, because Jon Gruden obviously is spending all of his time now trying to make the soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders the next great NFL franchise. And
is that what he's doing, or is he just cashing $10 million checks?
A little bit.
Maybe. Go to get hand in hand? I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, I'm bummed out because I thought, you know, post-Madden, nobody had really stepped up to fill those shoes. And even though Madden was all over the place, he was certainly a personality. And I thought Gruden had achieved that. I thought Gruden really had some amazing analysis. He was good on the mic and was kind of funny when he wanted to be as well. So I am going to miss him from the booth. And now you're like, who is going to fill that particular position?
Well, they gave somebody else who has a long history in the NFL and certainly a huge name and opportunity to give it a shot. It was Brett Favre.
Oh,
they said they thought, hey, maybe this guy. You know, I mean, you think Tony Romo, how well he's done for CBS. You know,
he started off a little wonky, but
I like
Romo now. Yeah. I'm sold. I'm sold on Romo. I'm not a Romo fan, but I'm like, all right, I'm in on it.
Peyton Manning is deep in talks to pair up for Thursday Night Football, which is going to be over on Fox now. So, you know, that could be interesting. But ESPN, you know, in Monday Night Football, it's a storied position, right? That's a huge gig as far as commentary gigs go. And so they gave Brett Favre an opportunity, and the quote here is that he, quote, blew it.
Oh,
that is the worst.
His audition did not go well.
Wait,
so
what happened?
He was just not very good during his tryout. I don't know if you've heard Brett Favre do commentary before, but or even just really talk very much, but he's got a pretty deep Southern drawl. And I've listened to a couple of college games that he's called. He's not very good. He's not very interesting.
Are we sure that this is the reason why they don't want to go with him? Or were there any, you know, photos happen to be laying around or pulled up on the the old internet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was a long time ago, but, you know.
It might come back to haunt him.
I mean, as we've learned, like, Kevin Spacey is facing charges from the 80s again, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe that stuff doesn't really go away. But here are some other names that have been in the running for Monday Night Football and that commentary position. Rex Ryan?
No.
Yeah, I feel like that would be
no.
That would be interesting for like a game, and then you'd be like, enough.
He's third mic at best. At
Booger
best.
McFarland?
Who?
Booger McFarland?
I have no idea.
Booger?
I don't know who that is.
I mean, based on his name alone.
Is that the guy from Revenge of the Nerds?
No, man.
If he just did that, get that guy. He lives here in Las Vegas. If he's still alive, just get him to come out and just every time somebody gets sacked, nerds. I'm sold.
No, he's a former defensive tackle. He played for the Bucks. He's 40 years old now. So he's retired, but he's not like one of the old classic guys. He's not even a Brett Favre, you know. I mean, and he's a defensive player, so he doesn't have nearly the name like somebody like a quarterback would. But, you know, he's certainly a great player. And pretty good on the mic from what I've heard. But, is he going to fall in that same category as the Rex Ryan?
You got to go with Booger McFarland because guess what? Every week you go to Burger's Pip. God dang it. Dang it. I had it lined up, ready to go, and I fumble all over my joke.
Oh, no. You fumbled all over your football joke?
Yes. I was going to say Booger's Picks every week, and I can't spit it out.
A total meltdown. I see why you're so mad at Booger's Picks is a great idea.
So good.
So good.
So good.
Also solid. In the running, Kurt Warner. I think Kurt Warner would be pretty good in that position.
It's no Booger's Picks, man.
It's no Booger's Picks.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Son of a love it mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
All right, Mike is joining us this morning. Mike, how you doing, man? You ready to play for some Smashing Pumpkins tickets?
Oh, gotta turn Mike's mic on.
Oh boy. How about now, Mike?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. All right, good.
Yeah.
So here's how this works. We've got different clips of audio that have been in the news for the past couple of weeks, and you have to figure out what these people are talking about. So we'll give you kind of the setup of who it is, and we'll ask you the question as to, like, for the example, the first one is, who is that individual quoting? The actual piece of audio is bleeped out. You have to try to figure it out. If you get three out of these five correct, tickets for the Pumpkins are yours. Simple enough?
Okay.
If you get one right, it's the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony. And again, Smashing Pumpkins tickets are on the line. Here we go with quote number one. It is Alex Trebek. The question for you is, who is Alex quoting?
So if I said I want your body now, would you f*** me?
Is Alex Trebek quoting A, Wham, B, Britney Spears, C, Celine Dion? Let's listen to the quote one more time.
So if I said I want your body now, would you f*** me?
Is it A, Wham, B, Britney Spears, or C, Celine Dion?
B, Britney Spears.
B, Britney Spears is correct.
Yes.
I so wanted that to be Wham.
I so wanted that to be Celine Dion.
Oh.
Celine Dion is raunchy.
All right, on to number two here. This is a senator talking to Mark Zuckerberg, and he is saying that something sucks. Let's have a listen.
Here's what everybody's been trying to tell you today, and I say this gently. Your sucks. The purpose of that is to Facebook's rear end. I'm going to suggest to you that you go back home and
oh, my God.
Wow. That's a U.S. senator who's currently seated.
Why do all senators sound like that, by the way?
I don't know. It's a prerequisite.
Let me tell you, Mark Zuckerberg.
Is it Facebook's Messenger app that he thinks sucks? Is it Russia that sucks? Or C, Facebook's user agreement? Let's listen to it one more time.
Here's what everybody's been trying to tell you today, and I say this gently. Your sucks. The purpose of that is to Facebook's rear end. I'm going to suggest to you that you go back home and
So again, is he talking to Mark Zuckerberg about the Facebook Messenger app sucking? That's A. B would be Russia is what sucks. Or C, Facebook's user agreement. Which do you suppose it is?
I'm going to go with C. User agreement
is correct, Mike. 2 for 2. Doing great. You're doing awesome. On Bleep BS. All right, here we go. On to clip number 3. This is a woman complaining, and you're trying to figure out what kind of doctor she was visiting. All right? So you're trying to figure out what kind of doctor she was visiting. This is a woman complaining. Clip number 3. Good luck.
Massage. I asked him, I said, are you serious? He was giving me a massage, and then I didn't see him change gloves. You're in my mouth, and now my whole mouth is infected. I was swallowing some of the... I'm scared that I'm going to end up back in the hospital.
Was she talking about A, a podiatrist, B, an orthodontist, or C, a dentist?
C, a dentist.
C, a dentist is correct.
Yes!
3 for 3. You get the best around. Nothing's going to ever keep you down. You're the best around. Labor Day weekend right here in Las Vegas. Smashing Pumpkins performing live over at the T-Mobile Arena. You are going for free, my friend. Congratulations and thank you for playing.
Oh, I love you guys.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
I can't figure out if this guy is an idiot or if he is just so committed to his craft that nothing can disturb him. His name is Anton Williams from Greensboro, North Carolina. He was in the middle of playing Fortnite, which everyone is, it's all the rage. Mahoney, have you played it yet?
I played it. It's not really my thing. I'm more into Far Cry 5, which is out right now. But Fortnite is just, you know, it's the new Call of Duty at this point.
According to Google, right now, Fortnite is as popular as Apple as far as, like, people searching it and being interested and engaged about that on online. So whatever that means, whatever. But this kid, really into it, was in the middle of his game when this tornado started to rip through the neighborhood. He says he started to hear a lot of noise outside, looked out the window, saw his neighbor's roof being ripped off. Despite that, sat back down, tried to finish his game. And the local news caught up with him, and this is what old Anton had to say.
I was sitting at home, and I was playing Fortnite, and all of a sudden I just hear a bunch of noise, and I look out the window, and I start seeing the roof come off the houses in front of me. But then I sit back down, because I only got like a couple people left in my gang. I was going to try to finish the game. But then it just started getting worse, and then I start seeing the power lines come down. So I told my sister and my nephew to come to the bathroom so everything would be okay. Honestly, I was just thinking about the game. I didn't even know something like this would happen in Greensboro. You can't picture this happening.
What are you talking about? Tornadoes happen all the time in Greensboro.
No. Greensboro, North Carolina?
Dude, tornadoes happen like on a fairly regular, like at least once a year.
Yeah, maybe he wasn't there for the occasion. Not like the first time.
It's not like the Midwest where they're constantly there. I mean, you know, it's...
I would be shocked if there was a tornado here in Las Vegas because, you know, very rarely do we ever see tornadoes in Las Vegas, but North Carolina, a little bit more frequent than, say, a Las Vegas.
The only part that kind of makes me scratch my head is this kid saying he wasn't thinking about anything except for the game, and then when he realized the power lines were starting to fall, that's when he went and got his sister and his nephew, which it sounds like he was responsible for watching, and got them into a safe place. But, you know, had to beat the level first. Well, I respect you, kid.
Well, Dave, it's not beating a level. He was playing an online game versus other people. That's what was going on. He couldn't let his teammates down.
Well, so really, he was taking care of other people.
Yeah, I mean, if
just not the people that he's supposed to take care of.
Just not his immediate stupid family that annoys him.
If it was a single-player game, he could have just hit pause. But since you can't hit pause in a multiplayer game, guys, you got to just keep pushing through. Do you think that the makers of Fortnite will reach out to this young man and sponsor him because of this?
No.
Oh, they should.
They should build him a basement.
Mm-hmm. just in case this happens again, he can just go down the basement. Nothing's going to happen.
Exactly.
I think the real star of this, though, is whoever his internet service provider is.
Oh, hell yeah.
The fact that he was able to keep playing while, you know, light poles and power lines are being ripped out of the ground and thrown all over the place. I mean, if somebody crashes into a transformer anywhere in Las Vegas, all the internet goes out for 4 days here. But for whatever reason, this kid, despite the fact that a twister is blowing through the neighborhood, no problem. Wi-Fi stays up, no issues.
Though if it gets windy, man, my satellite starts going out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what the hell is going on, man?
There's like one cloud in the sky in Las Vegas.
Oh, chaos.
It's perfectly blacking out my DirecTV. It's amazing. It's actually a good thing, Mahoney, that, like you mentioned, tornadoes don't regularly come through Las Vegas. Unfortunately, we have ranked last in public health disaster readiness. So
last?
We don't really have a whole lot of natural disasters in Las Vegas.
Not too often.
I mean,
the occasional little shake, you know, but that's nothing too big.
It's not like, you know,
a little shimmy rather than, you know,
Northern California or something where you're kind of all a little bit worried about the big one, as they keep calling it.
We are waiting for that to happen, so we will have nothing but beachfront property here. You know, that is the fallback. I mean, if you saw, what was it, Superman 2? Is that where
California breaks off and floats away in the ocean, and then we're like, ha!
And then we get a beach.
Right.
And then we get a beach. Yeah,
well, sure.
Well, I mean,
and then eventually we break off and float away in the ocean, yeah, too. I mean, but for a short time, we're going to be living like kings.
We're going to be California.
But do we get those state taxes, though?
Mm. Yeah, no, they can take their state taxes with them.
Can those fall onto the ocean as well?
Yeah,
because I'm not willing to give up no state taxes for a beach. So what are they saying, that we are the last city in the country? What the hell's going on?
It's ranked by state. So, I mean, it's preparedness for health disasters, disease outbreaks, natural disasters as well. We actually tied for last in the country with Alaska. So the overall score is 6.4.
Well, I can see why we would tie with a state like Alaska, you know, and maybe why we are last in this particular category, because 99% of our state is uninhabited.
Yeah, it's a big state. And there's not a lot of people in the state of Nevada when you think about how big it is.
Dave, you got to make sure that we are prepared to save those desert tortoise.
And those burros, man. Those sweet, sweet burros.
But don't feed them carrots, otherwise that's $500.
$500 fine. I'm coming to get you.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, checking the voicemail for the first time this morning. And first up, we go to the voicemail line for a message about our Golden Knights.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I hope you brought your dustpan and your broom, because the Golden Knights just swept them, bro.
Message deleted.
We did.
It was exciting,
man.
We
did bring our dustpan and broom, if you were wondering. Mostly because we have to have a second job, because
They don't really pay us anything around here.
We have a crippling gambling problem, and really not.
It's not even funny anymore.
The fun has stopped.
Yeah.
The funny has stopped.
That's a problem now.
Should we start handing out those pamphlets to people who listen to our show? Funny stops? And then I imagine that their response will be, when did the funny start?
I was thinking about the guys you see on the strip.
Oh, just the
handing out the pamphlets?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, no, those aren't
anti-gambling pamphlets. That's a whole different kind of gamble.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Lady fellas. Mahoney, I just went to Home Depot. No, it's my favorite store. The brooms aren't special. We swept them. Oh, yeah.
Message deleted.
I mean, even Ivan the Blind Mexican is watching the Las Vegas Golden Knights, man. It is pretty damn amazing. And also, come up with some better jokes, Ivan.
Who's going to have the heart to tell him when the Golden Knights lose if they don't win the Stanley Cup? Because,
he's not deaf.
He's blind, so you're like, no, they won. Yeah.
But he's not deaf, though.
Yeah, Dave. I mean, you can listen. Yeah. You can just put your ear up to the TV.
Yeah.
You put your ear up to the TV.
That's just like turn up the volume.
That's what I'm going to have to do, man. I'm going to go deaf. I will be Mahoney, the deaf white guy. Doesn't have quite the same panache as Ivan, but
we'll work on it.
We're getting there.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Sylvia. So, would you be more comfortable pet sitting Bailey? Or would you be more comfortable pet sitting Ian's cats?
Message deleted.
So just for the record, Bailey is my 12-year-old puggle. She has terrible breath, but she is a sweet old girl. And Ian's cats are of the devil. So what do you think, Sylvia?
I would say Ian's cats.
Not cool, Dave. They're not from the devil. They are gifts from heaven.
No, they're angels.
They were delivered to me by a stork.
But why would you pick Dave's dog over those cats then?
No, she's saying
the other way around.
Oh, you would pick the cats?
Yeah. Because they just
Why would you do that?
Because I feel like they'll just take care of themselves. And I feel like Bailey has, you know, there's a lot of responsibility.
Oh, so you're just going to let the old dog fend for herself out in the wild?
She could, you know.
She has no teeth. She has no teeth, Sylvia.
She can do it. But I like the kitties better.
Do you now?
Bailey is more than welcome over.
Please tell me more.
You're a real bitch, Sylvia. I hope Bailey bites you.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Sylvia, Ian, I got rid of the hog. No more hog. 99 roller. It's a manual. Let's go rolling. Let's go. Seriously, let's go to the movies or something. I'll pick you up. Woo! Feels good to be driving again, shifting these gears. Letting those bald eagles hit the pavement. You know what I'm saying, guys? Mahoney knows what I'm talking about. He also has a sweet Toyota Avalon, if I recall. And these things are quick, man. They're light. Love it. Oh, my God. Best $1,000 I've ever spent, my guys.
Message deleted.
So there is nothing that gives me more freedom. Makes me feel like an American than driving a very economical and reasonable, very large sedan.
Yeah.
That
was
a very large, nothing more American than a large, reasonable imported car from
Sweet
Asia.
Home
Dave,
Alabama.
I'm pretty sure that car was made in Georgia, man. How dare you try to sully the good name of the Toyota Avalon?
Sweet home Avalon.
Dave and Mahoney. It's top stories.
Jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom killing business.
Vegas Golden Knights got it done last night, Mahoney. We all stayed up probably a little bit later than we should have to make sure that, you know, we offered our support because we could tell that the, you know, the Vegas Golden Knights at any point could have given up a goal or two had we not been watching. And so we stayed up past our bedtimes and we watched the Vegas Golden Knights, in fact, sweep the LA Kings in four games.
Schmidt will try and hold it there, and that's going to do it as the horn sounds. And the Knights have ousted the Kings in their historic first ever playoff series victory is a clean sweep.
Oh, it was a thing of beauty last night. I could not be happier for the Golden Knights. I mean, to just make history like that, sweeping the Kings. The Kings were so just, I mean, at the beginning of the season, talking trash about Las Vegas. And no, we weren't having any of that.
Nope.
Not having any of that.
No, it was a historic moment for our city last night. The first major sports franchise in one of the big four based out of our city. And, of course, the Raiders are coming to town. We all hope that that's going to go well. But the fact that you have an expansion team that, you know, a year ago didn't even exist, and here you have it as one of the best teams, the odds-on favorite to win the Stanley Cup, it's something like we've never seen before, and they're calling it the best story in sports. I'm hard-pressed to disagree, Mahoney.
And, you know, I mean, this is a 30 for 30 waiting to happen. I cannot wait. I hope that they get this one out quick. I hope we don't have to wait 20 years before we see, you know, like a behind the scenes of what was going down. I mean, and if you look at just any of the games that the, you know, like throughout the regular season, the production value that our city and the Golden Knights are putting into each and every game, it's like it's what you would expect from a organization based in the entertainment capital of the world. I mean, you can't get an experience like that. You could go, sure, you can go to a Winnipeg Jets game. Sure, you could go to a Minnesota Wild game. If the Hartford Whalers were still around, I mean, I do miss Ulf Samuelson. You know, you could go to those games, but you are not going to get the experience that you get right here in Las Vegas. And I love
it's like how last night outside of the Staples Center, they had an LA Kings jersey on the slightly larger than life-size statue of one of the basketball players. I think it was Magic Johnson. And you're like, wow, nice effort, guys, except for we covered the entire Statue of Liberty in front of New York, with a gigantic jersey. So, you know, cool XXL jersey that you bought from the fan shop and threw on Magic, but I think we did a little bit better.
Yeah, and we got to watch carefully tonight as game four of the Ducks taking on the San Jose Sharks, pulling for the Ducks because we want that game to go long, don't we? Because we want the Sharks to be tired.
Tire them out.
Yes.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I just don't want to
make that go a full seven games.
I mean, there are two thoughts on that. You know, do you let it, like, you know, does it go full seven and we have all this time to rest? Do we lose that heat that we have behind us, though?
Nah. Vegas Golden Knights and the coaching staff, players and the entire coaching staff have done a really nice job, in my opinion, of approaching the playoffs exactly how they needed to approach it. They certainly don't look like rookies out there, even though this is the first season.
Absolutely.
So this piece of audio is just so wonderful. We have to play it again. Yeah. There's a girl that was a bit frustrated. She was in Brooklyn, and she was on a subway, and it came off the tracks. And so big problem, obviously. Luckily, you know, it's just a minor incident, though. No one got hurt, but still an investigation has to ensue as to why this happened. And somebody started rolling on their cell phone because she started having a meltdown because this train coming off the tracks meant that she was going to be late for work, and she was having none of it.
I'm going to be late! I got to get to my internship! I hate police investigations! I hate it! It's very annoying! I'm going to be late!
It's just so good on so many levels. It's like, I hate police investigations. This is so annoying.
I'm going to be late.
It's like, I mean, hey, lady, I get it. You know, you've got an important internship that you got to get to. Yes, it's annoying, but your inner monologue does not need to become a megaphone for everybody else to hear on that subway car.
No, let it be a megaphone.
Well, if it's an internship, if she was like, I have to be in general surgery right now to save 100 people's lives. All right, I get it. Freak out. You're
I just
an intern.
Stayed
it's
at
gonna
the
be
Holiday
okay.
Inn Express.
I'm gonna be late!
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So here's how this goes. We got a question for you, and we're going to play it for you right now. And if you are the first person in with the correct answer, it's 702-791-1075. Then we're going to set you up with some tickets for the Dirty Heads. Here is today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Did have the best theme or not? To me, out of almost all the 80s theme songs that are out there, I would say top two. This is a tough one today.
Yeah, so this was earlier on in the show. We were, I'll give you a little bit of a hint here. We were talking about a famous TV show, a sitcom from back in the 80s and the early 90s because somebody passed away. And Mahoney reminisced that it's one of the best theme songs of all time. And after we played it on the show, I'm hard-pressed to disagree. Now, 702-791-1075 is the phone number. The prize that's up for grabs today is tickets to go see the Dirty Heads and Iration together June 29th over at the beach at Mandalay Bay. And I can't think of a better show at the beach on a nice summer's evening than Iration and the Dirty Heads. That sounds like a great time. In fact, was it last year or 2 years ago? 2 years ago, I guess, that we had Iration out there as the headliners for the Dave Mahoney Luau. And that was a great time.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones. X107.5, do you know the show?
Yes, I do.
What
correct
is
answer is what, sir?
It is Night Court.
First one.
Nothing's going to ever keep you down. You're the best around.
I mean,
congratulations to you, man. What's your name?
Thanks. I'm John.
John, congrats.
Yeah.
Again, Dirty Heads, Iration together, the beach, Mandalay Bay. Friday, June 29th. Tickets are on sale now. Thank you for listening, man.
Sweet, man. Thanks.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home, sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love to the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.